Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back. I have been recording some podcasts on my trip to London, England, and meeting a lot of very interesting people. And one of the most interesting is David Sullivan, the director of Principles TV, who gets to some very interesting places and people through his work as a filmmaker, as a director, and so forth. So I'm going to ask you, David, to tell me about the trip that you're taking to Chile.
Well, I'm leaving next week, working with a man by the name of Alf Cooper, who was the chaplain to the former president of Chile. And he's asked me to come down to Santiago, and they've put together a Christian media conference for all the Christian media professionals from across South America. And he also got quite famous for praying for the 33 miners that were trapped. So I'll also be interviewing the former president of Chile, who's a Christian, and the miner called The Pastor. In America, they, last November, I think it was, had released the film called The 33. So I'll be speaking at the conference and doing some interviews and preaching in a number of churches there.
Remind us about that story, of course, all of a sudden on the news, but it was a number of years ago, and tell us how you got connected with them.
Well, it's funny how I originally got connected with him, because we do TV production, we buy our cameras in China, and I usually test them out on something or other. For some reason, that year, I had bought one of the cameras for our ministry, turned CNN on, and there they were raising up one of the miners. So it was quite appropriate. I then, years later, got to interview Alf Cooper, who's a pastor from South America, in an Anglican church there. And I interviewed him for one of our leadership series, which is now 156-part leadership series, which I've just interviewed you for. And he said, "What do you do?" I said, "Well, we produce Christian TV series, and we produce inspirational, and the inspirational courses for mainstream TV." And he said, "Well, God's been calling us to do media, and you've just given me the strategy. I want you to come down to Chile and talk to the Christian media professionals in South America."
You also have some inroads into a place that few Westerners get, and that's North Korea. I realize that a lot of it's off the record, but tell me what you can about North Korea, what you've done there. I think my listeners will be interested.
Well, it was quite a strange experience, because about between 5 to 10 years ago, I felt God say to me, "What's the most difficult thing that I can do?" And some people think this is a bit strange, having conversations with God, but this is what I feel, as though God's my father, so I chat to him like a father sometimes. And I said, "Well, it would have to be open up North Korea. I don't know anybody there, and it's impossible." I would say about 18 months of that, I was stepping foot into North Korea for the first time. God had connected me with a charity, which I am now on the board of and do promotion for as a volunteer. And we have 6 bakeries. The vision is to have 26 in North Korea, and we're feeding 25,000 kids a day, fresh soy milk and bread. And on one of my first trips, the authorities, because you have minders with you at all times, took me into 2 areas of North Korea that no Westerner had ever been before. Your room is, of course, monitored, and everything you have and do is monitored. On the average, we have 5 minders with us at all times. And just waking up in the morning is fascinating to think, I'm here praying for the nation. Before we eat our meals with our minders, we take turns praying, the founder of the charity and myself. And when I pray for the leader of the country, for the families of the minders, for the minders, and then preach for about 5 or 10 minutes. So it's a very unique experience. And just seeing children that have never seen a Westerner before, because, of course, they're told that if you ever see a Westerner, they're there to kill you and take away your land. And we're there, and they have to say, these people are giving you the food that you're eating. So in their minds, just the opportunity to see a couple hundred kids to say, you know, if we haven't been told straight lines about this, what else have we not been told about? So it's just fascinating. There are conservative estimates about 100,000 Christians in North Korea. The most dangerous thing is to connect with them because there also are government informants posing as Christians. But God has opened doors for us to be doing some cultural things in North Korea as well as the feeding program. So it's quite exciting. I always say, what's impossible? China opened up with ping pong, table tennis. So why not something cultural opening up other countries?
You have a very interesting background. You're a pastor, you're an American, you're British, you're a filmmaker. You've been in secular films. Just give me the shorthand version of your life and testimony and what's brought you to this point.
Well, I became a Christian when I was 6 years old. My parents were both Christians, and they would always bring missionaries home, and I'd hear what was going on in the world. My sister became a missionary first to the Yanomami Indians, and in 1969, I actually listened to Man Walking on the Moon, BBC World Service, sitting there with the Yanomami Indians, at that time the most primitive people on Earth. So it's been a very, some would say, bizarre life, but I think God's opened some tremendous doors. I pastored for 30 years. My tent making work to bring income for some of that time was working with secular film productions, a couple of James Bond films, worked with Angelina Jolie, and yes, took the informal photographs of that shoot, which a lot of people ask me about. And then that developed, we felt God saying, well, you've done the ministry, you've done the filmmaking, put the two of them together. And originally we thought it was just to hand DVDs to people we were working with, leaders around the world, but Christian TV Network started finding out about it and said, can we air them? So we're most famous for a lot of interview series. We've got 156 part to leadership series, people like Dr. Youngie Cho and Brother Yun, Brother Andrew, Luis Palau, Jackie Pullinger, Baroness Cox, George Verwer, Lauren Cunningham, Joyce Meyer, Anne Graham Lotz, and some of the top leaders. One of the leaders, one of the most famous I've interviewed, said, we must be in this series because most of the people he interviews never give out interviews, so I want to be in that series, but I won't say who she is.
If someone wanted to connect with you or find out more about you, how would they do that?
Simple as info@principles.tv, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E-S, principles.tv, or go to www.principles.tv. And from there, you can get all to the nooks and crannies. We have a Christian YouTube channel, inspirational YouTube channel, had almost 700,000 hits, which is not viral, but it's not bad since we don't promote it that much. But it kind of gives you a taste of what we do, and then our humanitarian work and media work. So we're actually one of the largest producers of Christian material in the world as far as the breadth of what we do, not necessarily billions of burgers sold, as McDonald's would say.
Well, thank you for your work. It's very important. And thank you for sharing with me for a few minutes on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.